Right.
Let's take a look at just how bad those streets are right
now,
Kim.
Nice segue there. Things are filling in. 20 East Gallipoe back into Cardinal Leger now. Slows 13 to 1st Avenue. Westbound 20 is slow Angrignon to Norman. 40 East, Illitoort backing through the 3040 slit to Harwood. Then it bunches up around Cavendish. And the Met West is slow moving Way Lawson to Côte-de-Liesse. For fresh quality produce, Adonis is your destination. Until tomorrow, yellow peaches are $1.49 a pound. I'm Kim Curran, Montreal Traffic.
Forgive me for being so excited about the weather, but it's finally gorgeous. Yes, we're going to take it sunshine today with a high of 25. Tomorrow, more sunshine to come with a high of 27. Right now,
I feel like we're playing Super Mario Bros.
Well, it was like I was trying to do a drum roll, but. Okay. Anyway, 13 right now in Montreal. Yay.
So there's this guy who quit his job and taught himself to do something really cool. Have you ever like quit your corporate job to follow your dream, follow your passion, and just live your best life? We'd love to hear from you. 92925. Ooh, BSB. Right now. Kick it off. It's 7 a.m. Good morning.
Yes, you were lost when I met you. Still there, what tears in your eyes? So out of trust, and I knew no more than mysteries and lies. There you are, wild and free, reaching out like you needed me. A helping hand to me.
Have you ever dreamed about quitting your corporate job and following your dream, your passion, and just doing something out of the ordinary?
Yeah. I think we all think about doing that.
Totally.
But the amount of people that actually have the gut to do it.
Exactly.
It's so, completely different, right?
Okay, listen, I stumbled across this guy like 2.5 weeks ago. And frankly, I just sent it to the team here over the weekend. And I was kicking myself for not sharing it earlier because I was inspired. I started following this guy 2.5 weeks mm-hmm. ago, which is, you might even already know about him, but take a listen to this.
Oliver, I work a corporate job at a tire shop. I absolutely hate this life. Yeah, I'm going to buy a sailboat and mm-hmm. I'm going to sail around the world for the rest of my life until I die.
So the thing is, wow. this guy decided, no, I'm not doing it. He didn't know how to sail. He taught himself how to sail,
yeah.
quit his job, and 2 weeks ago actually left somewhere in the States, got on a sailboat, and said, I'm going to sail across the Pacific. And this guy picked up traction. Not only is he living his dream, millions of people have been following. And this past Sunday, he arrived, landed, docked.
Docked.
In Hawaii.
Amazing. Good for him.
It's a huge fanfare. Just like he's doing his thing and he's documenting the journey. If you want to follow him, by the way, if you're not yet, Claudia, you should. It's Sailing with Phoenix. Phoenix is his cat.
Oh.
It's just him and his cat on a sailboat. And this guy is struggling.
I hope he's ready for all the dangers that come with doing that. There is the youngest person who did that was 17 years old, and she sailed across the world alone, and it took her almost a year. And when she came back to her hometown in Australia, it was crazy the amount of people that were waiting yeah. there for her. She couldn't even walk because now she had sea legs.
It was
you know, but at one point her boat completely sank, and then it came back up to the surface, but they lost her for like about a 25-minute period. Like, when you get into storms and things like that, if he's an unexperienced sailor, he's gonna hit some milestones, right, and some challenges. Yeah. For sure.
So it's one of those things. He quit his job because he knew he wanted to do that, and he's following his passion and just doing him. And
yes.
I'm jealous, if I'm being honest.
Well, because he was so honest, he's like, I hated my life.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people can relate to that. A lot of people, I think, do the same thing every single day. It's copy paste, and yeah. you know, they work to live, but they don't live to work. And what if you could do that to allow yourself to do something that you love so much, or go onto a journey that you feel like you're living life to the fullest?
See, like, I'm grateful that I absolutely love my job, but sometimes it'd be so nice just the simplicity of driving around Canada and the U.S. in a van and yeah. just...
Oh, you would like the van life.
I would think... I mean, I'm a little big for a van. I might need an 18-wheeler, but
like VR. Would VR.
An RV.
Oh,
absolutely.
No, you would RV. Sorry, in French, yeah. it's VR. So you would RV.
There is something, there is something so appealing about that. You know, or just going to live in the wilderness. I don't know if I could tough it out. But I wish I had the guts, maybe when I was younger, to go do something like that.
Yeah. You know what I've always wanted to do besides owning my sandwich place, Mr. San and Mrs. Witch?
Don't tell people. Someone's going to take the idea.
Okay, yeah, it's okay. One day. Well, you've heard it here first. You know the movie Juliette and Chocolat?
Yeah.
You know how she has like that like little like chocolate place where she makes these delicious things out of chocolate and she makes people feel happy because of what she's feeding them? I would love to do that.
You can do it. It's not too late.
Well, I mean, listen, I love my job too, but
it's a little too.
Never
late.
Say
it's
never.
A little too. Never say never.
Okay.
Say never.
So we want to hear from you. Have you quit your job? Like,
yes.
actually done that and you're following your passion? Or what is your passion? And maybe you need that little push to actually go do it.
How have you changed your stars?
Oh, yes.
We want to know.
How have you? 92925, jump in on this one. We are just going to celebrate following our dreams here on the Beat Breakfast Club. Beautiful day coming up in just a second. Here's Sideways. Good morning.
I should admit I used to love. Then it turned sideways. It was just my turn. It's the truth, why lie? If I dropped her name right now, she'd be too high. I bet you wanna come to Miami or come wherever I am.
But you were never my girl. It was just my turn. But you were never my girl. It was just my turn. Is it true why I lied? If I dropped her name right now, she'd be too high. I bet you wanna come to Miami. Or come. Truth, why lie? If I dropped her name right now, she'd be too high. I bet she wanna come to Miami or come wherever I am.
The Bee Breakfast Club. Would you ever like have the guts to leave your job and follow your dream, follow your passion?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough thing to do because you're like, I have my stability, I have a, you know, steady income.
Yeah.
How much am I willing to lose in order to win by doing something that I absolutely love?
So this is all inspired by a guy I've been following for the last few weeks who decided to do this.
It's Oliver. I work a corporate job at a tire shop. I absolutely hate this life. Yeah, I'm going to buy a sailboat and I'm going to sail around the world for the rest of my life until I die.
Wow. I love what he did.
Exactly.
What a journey.
He was sick of the rat race he was living.
Yeah.
Yes, there were some health issues, but he just decided to do it. He taught himself how to sail and he just arrived this past weekend in Hawaii. It's been such a fun journey. It's called a Sailing with Phoenix.
All right. We have Mark on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hi, how's it going?
We're fantastic. So tell us about what your friend did.
Yeah, I was working with a buddy of mine in the corporate world for quite some time. He gets into, you know, his life, three kids, yada, 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 mortgage, all that stuff. His passion was to be a police officer.
Oh.
So as his life went on in the corporate world, he tried. He didn't get in. At 40 years old, he applied to the OPP in Northern Ontario, and he gets in. So 15 years later, he's been a cop. So
amazing!
I love that.
You are never too old, my friend, to live your dream. Thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah, no problem, guys.
All right, so what about this one? Hello, went from being a legal secretary for 30 years to driving a 53-foot truck.
Oh, fun.
Hey, that's
completely different.
It is. I've been on board like one of those trucks and going cross country before. I've like rode shotgun in one of those. It is a different pace of life. It's cool.
Yeah, it is cool. Amazing. Good for you. We have Boris on the line. Good morning, Boris.
Good morning. How are you?
We're fantastic. So tell us what you did and how you changed your stars.
I came to Canada almost 30 years ago with $250 in my pocket, and I built this very strong moving company.
Ooh, okay.
And I hated my job. I start hating it. Too much responsibilities on everything, all the payments I have to go through. And I start, a couple of years ago, I started doing a kite surfing. And it just took all the energy out of me, all the stress out of me. I wish I can do that, but I don't think I have the guts to do it.
But Boris, I mean, if you came here with $250 in your pocket and built an empire, I'm sure that eventually, if you put your mind to it, you'll be kite surfing for the rest of your life. And that's what we're wishing for you.
Yeah. So when someone says, go fly a kite, you're going to take it literally.
I will do that, of course. Anytime. When I see a wind, the people are scared to go outside, I'm on the Oka.
Oh, I love it. Well, thank you for sharing, Boris. Have yourself a great day.
All the best. Thank
okay. My friend just quit her job and is just driving to live in Mexico.
Come on. Does it get any cooler than that?
Hola.
All right. What about Marissa?
Melissa.
Yes, hi.
Good morning. So you're driving to work and you are happy because you're going to do something that you love.
Yeah. I left my job at Walmart and decided to go work at Park Safari with the animals.
Are you kidding?
I love that.
I've always loved working with animals, and I end up changing my job for different reasons. And I get to work with them now, and it's pretty amazing. It's my second week there, and I love it.
Oh, I love that, Melissa. Tell us about the new babies. Like, what are the attractions this year at Park Safari?
We're going to have some new big cats that are going to be there. I can't mention them, but we're going to have some new cats this year.
Okay.
We're going to have a lot of new things. There's a lot of renovations going on, but it's going to make it a lot better for everybody in the coming years.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for sharing.
That's so awesome.
Wow. Oh.
Hey, so listen, if you're looking for a sign right now, you're that little push to go change your world, big or small, consider this your sign, okay? It's a beautiful day to change your life.
Yes.
And we're here to do it with you. It's the Beat Breakfast Club. Here's Akon. Beautiful day. Good morning.
Akon. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. God, thank you for sunshine. Thank you for rain. Thank you for joy. Thank you for pain. It's a beautiful day. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's a beautiful day. Yeah. And homies really hurt to my soul. Matter how rough that road, far you go, take it easy and live life slow. Through all the highs and lows, stay ten toes down like you're digging for gold. God, thank you for sunshine, thank you for rain, thank you for joy, thank you for pain. It's a beautiful day, yeah, 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 yeah. It's a beautiful day, yeah. And thank you for this life, sorry I complain. I'm just keeping it cool. I ain't even tripping, long as money keep flipping and then sticking to me like glue. Before the bar jack, I couldn't hit that. I pulled the Akon, she let me smack that. Yeah, I was down bad, but then I bounced back. I took a wrong turn, end up on the right track. No matter how rough that road, far you go, take it easy and live life slow. Through all the highs.
They are doing something very different in Iceland than we do here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to see if you'd be willing to maybe move to Iceland coming up in just a few.
Coming up. Here's what's coming next on the Beat. Coming up next.
At St. Hubert, add a $2 scratch card to your meal and get a 1 in 4 chance to win a prize, such as a tasty treat, St. Hubert merchandise, or a trip to Mexico. Scratch for a good cause and support the St. Hubert Foundation.
Ready to level up your workout? The Beat 92.5 and Orange Theory Fitness are hooking you up. All this week, listen to the Beat Sanka set for your chance to win 1 of 4 3-month unlimited memberships to Orange Theory Fitness, each worth $635 of pure strength, cardio, and motivation. A dynamic blend of strength and cardio training that supercharges your metabolism to burn more calories and build lean muscle. It's your time to crush it. Only on the Beat 92.5 with Orange Theory Fitness.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need 3 more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able Electricians.
Grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/claim now and get $100 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, Joe, any leads on the case?
Unclear, Lieutenant.
Unclear?
Comes with age, Lieutenant. I think I'm farsighted.
I see.
We've reframed our 2-for-1 sale at New Look. Come see it to believe it. Until June 28th, conditions apply. Chantal Gravel, optician.
Attention, Quebec. It's moving season, and the Bricks here to help. Upgrade your furniture and appliances now, because for a limited time, you save the tax. Get up to 40% off select mattresses, plus save the tax. Up to 15% off sofas, sectionals, bedroom, and dining, plus save the tax. And save the tax when you buy 3 or more select major kitchen appliances. Plus get free local delivery on purchases over $4.99. Some exclusions apply. See in store for details. The Brick, saving you more.
Lobster is back at Casa Grec. For a limited time, enjoy delicious broiled Gaspé lobster served with all the trimmings, or create your own combo by adding a half lobster to the main course of your choice. Hurry in and don't forget to bring your own wine. Casa Grec, for real good Greek.
Electric vehicle subsidies are back at GM LaSalle. Fast delivery, over 50 vehicles in stock, including the Equinox EV and Blazer EV. GM of LaSalle, the largest Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Corvette, Hummer dealership in Montreal, 8000 Newman Boulevard.
Hey, hun, I was thinking, do you want to...
build a new multi-level wood deck? Yeah, great idea!
Chill out and watch a movie?
Until May 28th, get lounge chairs for just $79.97 each.
BMR. Built for pros. Conditions apply.
This week in the IGA Flyer...
Cut!
What do you mean cut? I was just getting started.
Yeah, I know, but the grocers just made some last-minute price changes.
Meaning more savings?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, this week in the IGA Flyer, revised by your grocers, fresh steelhead trout fillets are $8.99 per pound, selected fresh European Cyprès sausages are $4.44 per pound, Montelier carbonated natural spring water is $5.49 for a pack of 10.
When they revise prices, they go all in.
IGA, food is everything, and so are savings. Until May 28th at participating IGA stores. Details and flyer.
It's a party at Chupa. Bring your dog for a free open house experience inside the indoor park. Enjoy 25% off all dog food, door prizes, and live fun with the Beat 925 on May 31st at 8705 de Crosseau in Saint-Leonard.
At Tanguay, shipping is free. That's like having an extra pair of hands to help with your move. Recently, my hands were full with my own move. And when Tanguay mentioned their free shipping, they didn't need to twist my arm. No, sir. I welcomed them with open arms. Then I folded my arms and watched them go to work. Hey, did I mention shipping is free? You gotta hand it to them. These days, it's tough finding something that doesn't cost an arm and an arm. I mean, leg.
Tanguay. Take a load off with free shipping. Certain conditions apply.
Only Monday to Friday? No way. My customers want their orders fast. And when my customers are happy, I'm happy. And with Saturday residential deliveries at no extra cost with UPS, everyone's 2 days happier. Give them what they want 2 days earlier with UPS Standard on Saturday.
We hope you're enjoying your Air Canada flight.
Rocky's vacation, here we come. Whoa, is this economy? Free beer, wine, and snacks. Sweet. Fast free Wi-Fi means I can make dinner reservations before we land. And with live TV, I'm not missing the game. It's kind of like I'm already on vacation. Nice.
On behalf of Air Canada, nice travels.
Wi-Fi available to Aeroplan members on equipped flights. Sponsored by Bell. Conditions apply. See aircanada.com.
McDonald's summer drink days are back.
Which means it's officially summer. Enjoy your refreshing small Coca-Cola or small iced coffee for just $1 all summer.
Summer's booming with summer drink days. Excludes flavored iced coffee at participating McDonald's in Canada. Taxes extra. Prices exclude delivery.
The Beat Breakfast Club, powered by Dormez-vous, the sleep experts. The mix and match event is on at Dormez-vous. It's time to get mixing and matching to suit your sleeping needs. Only at Dormez-vous.
Is everything really equal when it comes to dating? Well, one country thinks so, but it's definitely not how we roll here. That's coming up next. Kim, how are the roads?
Well, Champlain back into the tracks this morning. Then it fills in at Atwater because DeCary North is slow the length. Mercier, 132 is at the Big Bear, 138 all the way to St. Francis, and it stays slow to the 20. 20 East, Gallipoza at Cardinal Leger, crowded St. Charles to Sources, slows the 13 to First Avenue. 40 East, the Illichorts through the 3040 split to Harwood. It is crowded. Sources to about Cavendish, where it bogs down for DeCary. And the Midwest is slow-moving Ray Lawson to Côte-de-Liesse. Did you know you could be at risk of getting severe COVID-19 just by being over 60? Ask your pharmacist or doctor about prescription treatments for mild to moderate COVID-19. I'm Kim Kieran on The Beat 92.5.
Want to chat with The Beat?
Download the Kojiko app
and hit the text bubble to reach us in studio.
Everybody gets high sometimes, you know. What else can we do when we're feeling low? So take a deep breath and let it go. Shouldn't be drowning on your own. And if you feel you're sinking, I will jump right over into cold, cold water for you. I will still be patient with you. And I hope you know I won't let go. I'll be your lifeline tonight. I won't let go. I'll be your lifeline tonight. Cause we all get lost sometimes, you know. I will still be patient with you. And I hope you know I won't let go.
I won't let go. No, 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 no.
I'll be your lifeline tonight. I won't let go. I'll be your lifeline tonight.
From a rocking boat, I just wanna stay afloat. I'm all alone. And how about someone gonna take me home? Somewhere I can rest my soul. I need to know if
I won't let go. No, 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 no.
I need a lifeline tonight.
Okay, dating in Iceland. Is it cold? It seems. That's not at all what we're talking about. Everything is equal, apparently, when it comes to dating in Iceland.
Okay.
The gender norms that I know you're going to probably want to say is the same way here, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
It is just not. And I dare you to prove me wrong on this one.
Yeah. Okay. Tell us why, how you feel about this whole thing.
So I stumbled across this, okay? Yeah. And in Iceland, dating is equal, which means a woman can ask a man out.
Yeah.
Can share the bill or even ask him to marry her.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that you can't do those things, mm-hmm. but it's kind of more the norm in that Nordic country.
Right.
So you just see it a lot more often. So I think it's a beautiful thing. We live in 2025.
We do.
Anyone can do anything, but how often does it actually happen? And you as a woman, I feel like you say you're open to it and it's a good idea, but it's just not what we're used to here.
So I kind of disagree with the fact that we're not used to that here. Like, so I haven't been on the dating scene for a very long time, but I do have friends that are, okay? And it's not uncommon for them to ask a man out. Some of my friends do. They make the first move. I actually asked Jason out for our first date. It was me that made the first move. Yes, it was. And that was like 26 years ago. I'm really aging myself. I don't think that it's uncommon for a woman to pay for the bill, or at least ask to pay for half of her share.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that I get. Everything is okay. I'm not saying you shouldn't. Mm-hmm. I think it's almost like, you know, when you hear like an old wives' tale or like an urban legend, you know what I mean? Like you hear something happening. Yeah. I've always heard that like women.
So hold on. So when you used to date, because you were on the dating scene way more than I was, you're going to tell me that no woman would offer to pay their half?
No.
I'm not saying that they would end up paying it, because you're probably very a gentleman. So you were like, no, I'll pay for it. Right. No,
so
for chivalry purposes,
people have absolutely offered to pay when we've been on a date to split, to pay. No, that's never happened. That's the one that I see more often. But when it comes to like asking somebody on a date, I've always heard of that happening. I was in the dating scene for a long time. Never saw this happen even once.
No woman ever asked you out.
Never.
I have a hard time believing that, especially you.
I know.
I feel like you're really chick magnet. Okay, well, anyway, and then when it comes down to the third thing.
Yeah, proposing.
Definitely less common, but definitely heard of that happening as well. I know for sure that there is a female Montrealer that has asked her partner to marry.
There for sure has, but there's no way it's a regular thing. So I think more than you think.
I think you're very traditional.
I mean,
and perhaps you're surrounded by traditional people, and so you don't hear or see these things as much as, for example, me. I'm a less traditional person.
I think it's more urban legend than anything else. I'm all here for it. I encourage it. I think it's beautiful. We're all equal. I just don't think it's as realistic and as common as we actually think. And I encourage you to prove me wrong. I really do. Okay. If you're on Team Claudia and you think this is regular, if you've asked your husband to marry you.
I'm not saying it's... hold on.
No, Claudia.
You're changing my take on things. I'm not saying it's regular. I'm saying it happens more than we think. I think once you've been with somebody for a very long time, for example, and then you're like, okay, well, I feel like he's just never going to ask me because of whatever reason it is, I will take charge and I will ask.
Have you taken charge? 92925, take charge and text us right now. That's something that you can do. Here's a little Chapel Roan going out to my daughter, Scarlett, who absolutely loves her. It's Good Luck, Babe, on the Beat Breakfast Club at 7:32. Good morning.
It's fine. It's cool.
looking for women who have proposed to their husbands or ex-husbands for that matter. Just saying. So this is because I'm a little apprehensive. I don't think we're at the same level as a country like Iceland where asking a guy out or proposing to a guy is more in the norm of the gender dating.
Right. And I was saying that I'm super surprised by that because I actually am the one that asked Jason out on a date back like 26 years ago. So I thought personally that it was a common thing, but we do have Aaliyah on the line who says, who thinks like you, Lee, that it's really uncommon for a woman to ask a man out, right, Aaliyah?
Yeah, so I do agree with Lee. It is, for me, at least in my head, like it's uncommon for ladies to ask men out on a date in like today's, not like, you know, it's not unusual, but it's not as common. Like, I would say it's more men usually, like, at least in my head. I've always dreamt of being, like, this princess and the guy asking me out and, you know, maybe playing hard to get or whatever that is. But so, yeah, I mean, at least now I'm married now. So I remember when I was just chatting with my husband who I met on Bumble. So I was the one, like, you know, not being easy to get and, like, maybe playing a bit more harder to get and... Anyways, like, long story.
You kind of appreciated the fact that he chased you. Like, you liked that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I did. I did, yeah.
No, interesting.
I think it was,
Okay, thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you. Of course, have a great day.
Thank you. Yeah, and so there's the idea, listen, there's nothing wrong with either way, right? I mean, we're all here for, if you are interested in somebody, ask them out 1,000%. I'm not judging people that do it. I just don't think it's as prevalent as maybe we'd like to think it is.
Well, we have a lot of people on the text line that say, I've asked guys out all the time. I'm 35. These apps aren't personal, so I'd rather just ask them out and meet in person. And we're
getting a
lot of texts of people that actually, of females that have asked their partners to marry them. A lot of women.
Really?
Yes. This person says, oh, yes, I've been taking charge. Often I asked my ex-husband to marry me when I was 19 years old. And that was back in 1991.
Nice.
Okay. Yes. So I think, Annie, we have you on the line right now. What's your asking a guy out story?
Oh, good morning, everybody. Well, mine's actually, we went out for a month and it was just, I knew he was the one. This is my second. I had an ex anyway, so you know when you know. First time around was a mistake, so after a month I said, I know this sounds crazy, but I have to ask you, will you marry me? And he said yes. And then a month later, he planned a proposal with a ring and the champagne and a nice supper, and we've been together 8 years.
So. And so you said yes to his proposal.
Yes. You imagine you said no.
So you both said yes.
It was it was on a whim of, like, I just know, and it was just in a moment, and I was like, I really know this is crazy because it had been a month, but, yeah, it's just, and then he said yes, and I was like, okay, and then, yeah, 8 years going strong, so, yeah, it's been
awesome. Amazing. Oh, wow. I live for these stories. I know they're possible and real.
After a month, though, that's bold.
That's bold, but like she says, she knew.
That is wild.
Why wait?
How about this one? I've been married twice. Both times I proposed. Well, hopefully it works out better than the first time. Sorry. So mean.
You're laughing alone.
When I'm uncomfortable, I laugh at my jokes, okay? I felt bad for that one. I really did. Hey, let's play Can't Beat Lee. After that joke, you may as well try to bring me down. And up for grabs, tickets to the IMAX. Tell us, oh, this is going to be so cool. The T-Rex 3D, greatest of all tyrants. You can check that one out. It's a family pass. Just text your name to 92925. But first, Kim, how are the roads?
It's a busy morning. 13 South congested. 640 to Henry Barassa fills in at Côte de l'Est for the 20. 15 South slow moving. Blainville right down to the Met. And that Met West slow moving. Ray Lawson to Côte de l'Est. 40 East, Illitorts through the split to Harwood. It's crowded sources to Cavendish where it bogs down for DeCary. 20 East. The Gallipoe is at Cardinal Leger, slows between Woodland and Sources, and then 55th to 1st. A new A&E series proving that sometimes it's really the parents that need a timeout. Parent Wars, new episode tonight at 10, only on A&E. I'm Kim Kieran, on The Beat, 92.5.
Coming up on The Beat.
I need some good news. 10 years sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows. next on The Beat.
Summer is short, and ready-to-drink cocktails are already ready. How perfect. SAQ, 18 years and over.
McDonald's sundaes and snack-sized shakes are $2. Or get $1 cones exclusively on the McDonald's app. With those prices, your hands are going to be full of treats. Like Alex here.
My phone.
I got you. App download and registration required. At participating McDonald's in Canada. Taxes extra. Prices exclude delivery.
Hi, it's Tam, Tell-Aide Montreal. If you need someone to talk to, I'm here to listen 24/7. It's free and confidential everywhere in Quebec. Call 1-877-935-1101. Tell-Aide Montreal. It feels good to be heard.
We can come the day you call us.
We're 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
We make junk disappear. All you have to do is point.
Brian, I've been meaning to ask you something.
Okay, ask away.
Sometimes when we're talking, I hear a little sparkling sound.
Is it when one of us says, all you have to do is point?
There it is. Did you hear that?
That's the sound of magic happening.
Magic? Like we can come the day you call us? Wow.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
It's a Honda.
So, creme brulee or blueberry pie?
I don't know, dearest. They both look good.
With two tempting options like the Honda CR-V or CR-V Hybrid, the choice may be a little difficult.
I'll take both.
So we'll go half and half.
Oh, if we must.
We must.
Built in Canada with local and imported parts, it's no surprise the CR-V is Canada's best-selling hybrid vehicle. Lease the 2025 CR-V Hybrid from 1.99% up to 24 months. It's a Honda.
Upon credit approval, details at honda.ca.
This June, we come together to celebrate. Celebrate our loved ones and their courage in the face of cancer. Celebrate research breakthroughs that reshape our future and change everything. Celebrate communities, memories, celebrate overcoming and moving forward. At the Canadian Cancer Society's Relay for Life, every step brings us closer to a future without cancer. Sign up at relayforlife.ca and let's take on cancer together.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with CentOS. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your first aid cabinets are stocked, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with a CentOS apparel program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit CentOS.ca.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
This just in. Walmart has everyday low prices on all your fresh fruits and vegetables. Yes, low prices to help you save money and live better. Like a 170-gram pack of fresh raspberries or blackberries for only $2.44 each. Shop everyday low prices at Walmart.
The Big Top is back in Montreal. Discover the wonders of Mexico with Luzia by Cirque du Soleil. After sold-out shows, the worldwide fan favorite is here for a limited run. Luzia, only through August 24th, under the Big Top at the Old Port of Montreal. Luzia thanks its presenting partner Sun Life and official partners Air Canada, Lexus, and MasterCard. Get your tickets now at CirqueDuSoleil.com.
Montreal, are you ready? July 16th through 27th, Just for Laughs is back in a big way. The biggest comedy festival bringing you the biggest names around. Tom Segura, Russell Peters, Adam Ray is Dr. Phil Live, Fortune Famester, Michel Buteau, Kumail Nanjiani, Mae Martin, Russell Howard, Nick Mohammed, Danny Boy, and many more. For a limited time only, get 20% off tickets to the Just for Laughs galas. Get your tickets now at hahaha.com and laugh louder than ever.
Need a new pair of glasses? Good news! You're going to get two at Gratian Scaff. When you buy a complete pair, even from designer brands, you'll get a second pair as a gift. Until August 2nd, Chantel Gravel Optician. Details and appointment on grace-scaff.com.
This spring, it's time for better sleep. PolySleep mattresses are crafted to give you deep, restorative rest just as nature intended. Visit polysleep.ca or your local retailer today.
Are you still searching for housing for July 1st? Do you need help with your arrangements and don't know where to turn to? Ville de Montréal provides support for low-income households in Montreal. Whether you're looking for housing, accommodation, or a place to temporarily store your belongings, we can help. We can also provide you with references for various support services. Don't hesitate to contact us. Dial 311. A message from Ville de Montréal.
Delicious news. The McDonald's meals you love are now starting at $9.99 every day. Grab your faves like the McChicken, Big Mac, six-piece McNuggets, or Filet-O-Fish with medium fries and a medium fountain drink starting at $9.99 each plus tax. At participating McDonald's restaurants in Canada, prices exclude delivery.
It's almost time for Can't Beat Lee, but first, can't beat traffic, or can you?
You can always beat traffic, especially with us. Champlain backing to the tracks, and it fills in at Atwater because Decarie North is, all as always, slow the length. Mercier, 132 is the Big Bear, 138 Robbie's, and it stays slow to the 20. 20 East at Gallipo's at Cardinal Leger slows Woodland to Sources and 55th to 1st. Westbound 20, congested Turcotte to Norman. And 40 East, Illatorts through the 30-40 split, its crowded Sources to Côte-Vertu, where it bogs down for Decarie. A new A&E series proving that sometimes it's really the parents who need a timeout. Parent Wars, new episode tonight at 10, only on A&E. I'm Kim Kieran on The Beat 92.5.
You know you're pretty smart.
But he's positive you can't beat Lee.
I was at an event last night and people came up to me. They said, when is somebody going to take Lee down?
It's probably not today.
Or hopefully it is. We've got Denise and Shauna on the line. Good morning.
Hi.
Oh, we are so excited to have you guys on.
Thanks. Thank you.
Shauna's super excited.
Okay, amazing. Okay, so you guys are playing to win a family pass to visit the IMAX Telus Theater. There's an amazing movie playing, T-Rex 3D, The Greatest of All Tyrants. And, and it can be yours if you beat Lee this morning. So, Denise, here are the rules. 30 seconds on the clock. 6 questions that progressively get harder. You could choose to pass on some of them, but we will not go back, okay?
Yes.
Shauna, Denise, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. What does the G stand for in Gmail?
Google.
Parka, trench, and rain are types of what?
Coats.
What 90s movie takes place on February 2nd and is over and over again?
Groundhog Day.
True or false? Cats can be allergic to humans.
False.
How old was Michael Jackson when he died?
Long medicine.
No. 45. I don't know.
A photic sneeze is caused by looking at what?
The sun.
Okay. Wow. Well done. Before the buzzer. Okay. We're going to bring Lee back into the studio. All right, Lee.
Okay. Bring it on.
You got your work cut out for you.
Yeah.
Okay. You ready? Here we go. What does the G stand for in Gmail?
Google.
Parka, trench, and rain are types of what?
Jackets, coats, jackets.
What 90s movie takes place on February 2nd and plays over and over again?
The Groundhog Day.
True or false? Cats can be allergic to humans.
False.
How old was Michael Jackson when he died?
60.
A photic sneeze is caused by looking at one. What?
I was going to say looking up at this, at like light. I can't believe I didn't. But you laughed at me.
Laughed because you ran out of time. And Denise had extra time. I'm just saying.
No.
Yes, yeah. She did.
Oh, it's because I got hung up on the
You got hung up on Groundhog Day. Okay, so let's go through this. Okay, so you both knew that the G in Gmail stands for Google. You both knew that parka, trench, and rain are types of jackets or coats. The 90s movie that takes place on February 2nd that took you a very long time was Groundhog Day. Now, true or false? Cats can be allergic to humans. It is true. Both of you said false. Yeah, I mean, okay, so it's 3-3.
Who knows that?
How old was Michael Jackson when he died? He was actually 50, and both of you got that one wrong.
I was going to say 50.
Oh, were you?
But that's okay, Denise. It's okay because you knew that a photic sneeze is caused by sunlight. You got it before the buzzer, which means you win!
Are you kidding me?
Denise and Shauna, you guys win! It. He is on the floor. He's almost crying.
I just heard you rub it in there because I'm smarter than Lee.
Yes.
Good Good job. Not only did you win a family pass to visit the IMAX Telus Theater and see the movie T-Rex 3D, Greatest of All Tyrants, but you also get bragging rights.
We get bragging rights?
You do. You could say that you beat Lee this morning. We want to hear you say it.
We beat Lee.
Yeah, you did.
Woo-hoo! I don't want to feel good about losing right now.
Shauna.
You guys are awesome. Yeah. You know what?
Well done.
It was about to happen, and you did it with time to spare. I'm super impressed. Congratulations.
I did.
Congratulations.
Lee, do you get to say you can't beat Denise and Shauna?
Oh.
How dare you? Are you kidding me?
Let's hear you say it.
Okay. My name's Lee, and I couldn't beat Denise and Shauna.
Okay. Amazing. Oh my gosh. So much love for you guys on the text line. People are like, yeah, finally.
Congratulations. Three things you need to know coming up just around the corner, including cops. Montreal police are going to have to change the way they interact with a whole bunch of Montrealers. That's next. Little shaboozy. Some good news for you on this Tuesday morning. What's the good news? It's going to be beautiful outside. Yeah, I know.
Man, what a hell of a year it's been. Keep on bluffing, but I just can't win. Drown my sorrows, but they learn to swim. Man, what a hell of a year it's been. Head in a bottle for my heart in a case. Head's getting harder to act my age. Play a sad song on a tiny violin for the man at the bar confessing his sins. I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through with the devil and walking my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away. Singing these blues. All I really need is a little good news. Love keeps knocking, but I just stay home. I ain't picking no flowers from the seeds that I've sown. They say it gets darker when you're coming on door. Still looking for the right at the end of my arms. At the end of my arms. Sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. Bet the devil wouldn't walk in my shoes. Wish someone told me. Something bring me back to the middle. All I really need is a little good.
The Beat Breakfast Club has
three things you need to know.
Yeah, you probably need to know that I just lost Campy Lee. I mean, that's
I know,
first and
I know.
Foremost.
You're not able to move on.
How did that happen? That's all we're talking about. Montreal police officers and the way they conduct street checks, they're now going to be required to tell people, A, why they're stopping somebody, and that they're free to leave.
Okay.
If you're not under arrest, you got to let the person know that they can leave.
Wasn't that the case before?
Yeah, but they didn't make it. It wasn't part of the routine. Like they wouldn't tell the people their rights right away.
Okay.
And this is all coming from reports that saying that they found a huge number of indigenous, black, and Arab people were disproportionately stopped and questioned by police, all because of racial profiling.
Okay, so it makes sense then.
It makes sense, yeah. And as long as you're not doing anything wrong, they have to show reason why they're stopping you and that they're not, you know, holding you.
That's a good thing.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing. All right, so this is really sad. It broke my heart. Food banks across Quebec are feeling the pinch, and inflation isn't the only factor responsible. So yes, of course, we all know that the trade war is putting enormous pressure on food banks across the province because food has become so expensive. So what's happening now, people unfortunately have a hard time spending the extra money to purchase food to donate.
Yeah.
Right? Because we have a hard time feeding ourselves.
It's expensive, yeah.
It is expensive. So donations are down. However, the demand is up. Mm. And now they have to dip into reserves that they simply don't have. So food banks are now calling on governments, businesses, and the public to step up before the shelves run empty.
There you go. So Montreal just announced the 8 pedestrian-only streets that are going to be closed down for the summer. A bunch of the usual suspects. It seems like one of the newer ones is Bernard Street, which is, if you've been there, beautiful.
Beautiful in Outremont.
So here's the thing. One of them on Mount Royal between St. Laurent and Delormier shuts down as of yesterday.
Oh, cool. Okay, right? So it's happening.
So, like, it's beautiful today.
Summer's here.
You should leave work right now and go to Mount Royal Street and just enjoy the closed-down pedestrian-only walk.
Now, I know it's an unpopular opinion because it causes so much traffic whenever we have, you know, pedestrian areas, but I absolutely love them. I do.
Yeah.
Once you're there. Hard to get there, it's lovely.
You can make it there. Listen, leave now. You can make it to the one on Mount Royal probably by July.
All right.
That's how you can do it. And by the way, so these 8 are closed pretty much the entire summer, but there's a lot more pedestrian-only closings kind of here and there, scattered throughout if there's special events and stuff.
Okay.
These are just the 8 big ones. All right. Kim, how is traffic?
Well, it's a standard rush hour, 20 East, the Gallipot, backing all the way to Cardinal Leger. Then it slows between Woodland and Sources, again from 55th to 1st. Westbound 20 is congested from Turcotte right through to Norman. 40 East, Illatorte through the 30-40 split to Harwood. Then it gets crowded Sources to Côte Vertu, where it bogs down for the carry. Grow your savings while you do life with a Scotiabank Momentum Plus savings account and enjoy competitive interest rates. Visit scotiabank.com/MPSA. I'm Kim Kieran, Montreal Traffic.
Finally, I have good news when it comes to weather. I've been talking about rain for so long. Now I'm going to be talking about the sunshine.
Sunshine!
And that makes me happy. So sunny today with a high of 25. Tomorrow, more sunshine to come with a high of 27. Right now, 15 under the sunshine in Montreal.
You can never go wrong with a little pit bull, especially on a beautiful day like this, and it's about to come up. But how do you feel about what J-Lo did last night at the American Music Awards? Ugh. Was it a cringe copycat, or original and totally awesome? We're diving into that next.
Hard. Yeah, right, picture that with a Kodak. Or better yet, go to Times Square, take a picture of me with a Kodak. Took my life from negative to positive, I just want y'all to know that. And tonight, let's enjoy life. Pitbull, Naya, Neo, that's right.
Tonight, I want all of you tonight. Give me everything tonight. For all we know, we might not get tomorrow. Let's do it tonight. Keep blowing, I got it locked up like Lindsay Lohan. Put it on my life, baby.
I'm gonna get you right, baby. Can't promise tomorrow, but I promise tonight.
Excuse me, and I might drink a little more than I should tonight. And I might take you home with me if I could tonight. And baby, I'm gonna make you feel so good tonight. Cause we might not get tomorrow.
Top of your girl. What I'm involved with is deeper than the Masons, baby, baby, and it ain't no secret. My family's from Cuba, but I'm an American. I don't get money like secrets. Put it on my life, baby. I make it feel right, baby. Can't promise tomorrow, but I promise tonight, darling.
Excuse me, and I might drink a little more than I should tonight, and I might take.